What's up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of In the Mind Of. And just a little recap about it. We've been starting this project about letting people share a little bit about their story. I shared a little bit about mine, and I thought it'd be pretty interesting to let other people share about theirs. So the mind we're looking into today is going to be Chris. Chris is a person that I consider very ambitious, a person that is very hungry for growth, for ambition. So he is right over here, Chris. Go ahead and, like, tell the people about yourself.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I just want to say thank you for the opportunity of being on your podcast, and I really appreciate it. And, I'm really ambitious. I have a lot of projects going on, and, I'm just trying to work on them and just grow and be better.
So that name of this episode is going to be Journey to Success. And me and Chris met up a couple weeks ago, and we talked a little bit about the project and about his mind. And we talked a little bit about how everybody connected in some type of way. And I want you to explain to the people, what do you think connects each and every one of us?
So when I was younger, I was like, how are we all connected? There has to be some way that we're all connected. And we all have two arms. Everybody has two arms. And not all of us have two arms. I was like, we all have two legs. Not all of us have two legs. Uh-huh. And I was like, it wasn't until recently, how are we all connected? And I said, you know what? We all have 24 hours in a day. We're all connected with time.
I'm the type of person that considers time to be very valuable. And I feel like after our conversation, so do you. You mentioned time equals opportunity.
Yeah.
Opportunity is gratitude.
Yep.
I want you to explain that a little bit to the audience.
So time equals opportunity is how if we all have the exact same amount of time in a day, 24 hours, and you can either work on your goals or not. And sometimes things get frustrating and it gets difficult, and that's where time is opportunity and opportunity is gratitude. And that's where I feel like if I have so much opportunity in this world, especially that, you know, I live in the United States, that you can literally do whatever you want. So I'm going to go ahead and do whatever I want. You know, I'm going to start and create videos. I'm going to make a business. I'm gonna help other people. I could literally go into the woods today and nobody would ever hear from me again. You know, just because I can do that. I can do whatever I want. Like, I mean, I'm in control. I have the power to do that. So that's why for me is super important. I don't like to waste my time, and it's just super really valuable to me.
You mentioned the word woke. What does woke mean to you?
Woke means to me is being aware of yourself, knowing yourself, what you like to do, what you don't like to do, and just how you're affecting other people by your actions, and how you can help other people as well.
You seem to use your time very wisely, since he has a bunch of projects going on, not to mention a child. What are your keys on using your time wisely?
My keys, I would say, I think it comes down to having it be binary. Like, it's either yes or no, and it's a choice of either work on your projects or not. Like, I have my clothing line, my clothing brand. If I can work on it today, or I cannot. Because if I don't work on it, nothing happens. It doesn't grow. But if I work on it, I get a little farther.
Definitely. Yeah. So busy and productive. What's the difference with those two words?
Oh, super different. Being busy is, you could have, I have a lot of stuff going on, a lot of projects. I could go and do one little thing for each brand, for each thing, and not get very far. But if I focus and be productive in one thing, mm-hmm. then I'll get farther. You know, so for me, it's different each day.
Do you consider yourself a busy or a productive person?
Sometimes I'm both. I'm not going to lie, you know.
Explain.
I get with a lot of projects. You know, I did this the other day. I had multiple things going on. I was uploading a YouTube video. I was trying to figure out a new shirt to come out for my clothing line. And I was also trying to do my social media marketing. And I was like, you know what? I'm not being productive. I'm busy, but I'm not being productive. If I just focus on one thing, I'll get a little farther. And that's what I did. I stopped doing one thing. I focused and I got that done. And then I just went to the next thing. And that's, it gets difficult, but you just have to be focused in one thing at a time.
Out of so many projects you have going on, I mean, you have a blog, you have a brand, you have a podcast, you have so much on your plate. Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed?
Yeah, all the time. And it gets difficult. And sometimes, like, I don't want to do anything some days. Like, I literally don't want to do anything, like, because there's so much to do. And I feel like, for me, if I don't work on something, then I feel like I'm wasting my time. And it gets that even that, just that idea just gets a little overwhelming. And it gets frustrating, but I get in my head too much, and then maybe I'll just scroll through my phone on purpose and just be like, you know what? This is not helping me. Let's do this now. Like, I would rather be tired than be bored.
I like that. How do you stay on track out of everything, and when those, you know, overwhelming moments come to you, how do you, you know, keep yourself on track?
I would say, so, like, my life is pretty crazy. Like, each day is different. Mm-hmm. So I would say, like, so with all the projects that I have, I would say, like, what can I do to help a project grow? So, like, if I can edit a video one day, I'll edit that video. And sometimes there'll be other days where I can't even be by my laptop and edit. So I'll just be like, you know what? I'm just going to message 10 people on Instagram, you know? Then, so it just depends each day, like, just instead of being busy, being productive. Like, what can you do that day on a certain project?
Definitely. Yeah. Hashtag, getting it versus understanding it. So when we met up a couple weeks ago, you mentioned there's three types of people in this world.
Yeah.
And I really, really like that. So I want you to explain what types of people there are in this world and see which one you are in this world.
All right, so this is from my perspective, okay? So there's three types of people. The first type of person is people who do not understand what you're doing, that they kind of feel mad for you trying to grow. And, you know, they're just, when you're trying to explain something, why you're doing what you're doing, they're just not going to understand, and they kind of don't care. They're not on the same wavelength as you.
Mm-hmm.
The second type of person is that people that agree with you. You could say a super awesome quote and they'll be like, yeah, for real, that's true, you know? And like, you're right. But that's the thing, like, they just talk. They're just filling the air with words. And then there's the third type of person is the people who walk the walk. The people that will wanna grow, wanna learn as much as they can, understand what you're saying, 100% support you, positive, and just that they just want the best for you and for themselves.
So the people who don't understand, the talkers and the walkers.
Right.
As we grow up, and I feel like, you know, when we're in our early 20s, even early 20s, you know, our circle gets smaller. We grow out of people. Sometimes, you know, we cut people out of our lives. Do you feel like cutting people out of your life is a tendency to grow?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say if you want to grow, you're going to have to cut people out, especially if they're negative people. And just imagine all the negative people. Take a second and imagine all the negative people in your life right now. The people that don't support you, the people that just say, hey, you can't do that. Hey, mm-hmm. What are you doing? Questioning what you're doing instead of, you know, putting all this positivity out. But just think about all those negative people in your life. Take a second. And now think about it. And now what if all those negative people were positive people? And if all those positive people were like, you know what? It's so amazing that you're doing what you're doing. Is there any way I can help you? And just they just want you to grow. You know, the number three type of person. You know, they just want the best for you. And you choose to have certain people in your life. You know, you can have negative people. You can have positive people. Sometimes I feel bad that there's so many, like, negative people in a person's life. But then I don't feel bad because that's their choice. If they want to hang out with those people, that's fine. I don't want to hang out with them. Like, you do you, boo-boo, you know?
Do you feel like the number one type of person could become a distraction?
It comes down to a choice. You know, you can, no matter what, like, they're going to be, like, negative, and they're going to question what you're doing, and they're going to be like, well, you can't do that, you know? What are you doing? Like,
mm-hmm.
So it at the end of the day, like, you can have that person or those people affect you or not, you know? So it's up to you. It's all down to a choice.
Have you ever been in situations where you had to cut people out of your life?
Yeah. I can't recall a moment, but I know for sure, like, it just happens. Like, I might have old friends, like, on Snapchat or Twitter and everything, and that's fine, but I'm not going to go out of my way and reach out and be like, hey, dude, let's hang out. Like, no, because that's a waste of time. Like, I can see what they're doing from afar. You know, that's not something I would want to do.
So follow him on Twitter. On point. Again, you have so many projects. You know, you have a blog, a brand, just so many I can't not name. What is the one that you would consider the funnest? Like, the one that you enjoy doing the most? Or
I would probably say vlogging. Vlogging is super fun. I can literally create something out of nothing. Like, just, I'm in charge of every single thing, every angle, every, I can choose what story I'm going to tell. I can choose the words I'm going to use, what's going to happen in the video. Like, I'm in control. It's like, I don't know. It's just amazing having that, like, ability to, like, create something out of nothing. That's amazing to me.
Out of all the projects, I mean, they are very different in a way. Did you ever find yourself having some type of fear of starting something new?
Yeah. I always get scared vlogging. Always, like, different angles. Like, I have to record myself going out of buildings, going in buildings, like, doing certain movements or something like that. And I get scared. Like, people are like, what is he doing? Like, what he's just putting that camera down and then he's walking out and coming back in. Like, it looks awkward when I do it. And then everyone's like, what is happening? But, like, I'm like, you know what? It's for the vlog. It's for the story. And it's going to be really cool when I put it all together.
Yeah.
You know, so I just go. And then so I get scared, but I think about, like, at the end of the day, like, how the project is going to look. And I'm like, oh, man, the excitement crushes the fear. Like, I get way more excited than I get scared.
How do you handle fear?
Fear. That's, like, a huge topic. With fear, I guess it's a pretty simple answer for me. As soon as I start thinking or questioning myself, like, what if this, what if that, I stop thinking and I just go do it. Like, the easiest way I can explain it is like asking a girl out. Like, looking at her, like, at a bar or something or a festival, and you're just like, oh my gosh, she's so cute, I'm going to go ask for her number. And then right there, most of us will think of, like, well, what if she says no, what if this, like, well, this could happen. Like, as soon as I could feel myself in my head, like, start feeling those types of questions coming in, I just start walking. I don't even think about it. I just go and I go do it, because at the end of the day, I don't want to live with that regret. I cannot live with that. Now, I think that's the thing, that probably one of the things that drives me the most is just that regret. Like, I don't want to have to look back and be like, oh, dude, I should have got that shot for that vlog, or I should have asked that girl out, I should have done this. I don't want to live with that.
Definitely. You mentioned the term, do it first, then learn. Mm-hmm. And I feel like most people say learn, then do it, right?
Yeah.
Why do you switch it up?
I switch it up because out of my 24 years of living, and after maybe a year of entrepreneurship or trying to be an entrepreneur, that's probably one of the things that I've learned the most. Like, you could learn or try to learn as much as you can through YouTube, Google. That's how I learned. But, you know, starting a brand, starting a clothing line, I had no idea what I was doing. I've never done anything like that. There was nobody that was doing what I was doing. Like, hey, how do you do this? Like, nobody was really doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I remember with my printer, when I first bought my printer for my brand, like, you know, to the shipping labels, I was like, oh my gosh, my friend, he knew how to work it, and I was like, dude, how do you print a label? Like, just walk me step by step by step by step, like, hold my hand while doing it, you know. And so he was like, dude, you just literally just print it out and, like, put it on this and, like, just like that. And I was just like, what? Like, I got so scared. And then I was just like, you know what, I'm not gonna learn until I actually go do it. So I bought my printer, and when I finally got it, the first time I actually used it, I was so scared, because, like, I launched my website, my brand and everything, and, like, within, like, 20 minutes, somebody bought a shirt, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, that's awesome. I got excited, and then I got scared, and I was like, I don't know how to use my printer. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I remember on my Instagram, I took a picture of, like, all the labels that are printed out, because I had no idea how to use it, and I just put them, like, I was like, oh, all right, okay, this size doesn't work, and I just put it on my box. It's on my Instagram. Like, it's so funny looking back now. And then I was just like, I was literally YouTubing, hey, how do you use this printer? How do I, what, I don't know how. Like, I didn't understand. And then I just learned, you know. I just typed in different things in my laptop, and I just eventually figured it out. So, and then it's kind of a process of elimination. You just go do it, and then learn from it later.
I think that's a better way to actually look at it. Do it first, yeah. Then learn, because sometimes, you know, learning is a process. Yeah. So how long is it going to actually take you to learn? And then you probably, I don't want to say get dismotivated, but you probably won't have the full potential to want to, I mean, the full motivation to want to do it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I really like the way you word that. So I want you to tell people a little bit about your brand, what it's about, what you do with it, the purpose for it. And I mean, he is wearing a shirt. So I kind of want you to talk about that.
For my brand, I started it in October 2017. That's when I launched it. But it all started when I was dating this girl in 2016. And I learned so much from being in that relationship. I hope she's doing well. And I was there physically with her. I was there like hanging out and like going to events and everything with her. But towards the end, I was like not feeling it. Like I was like not there mentally. And then in 2017, I started listening to Gary Vee. If you guys know who he is, check him out. He just changed my life. And then from there, like, I was like, hey, I'm going to put in the work. I'm going to start doing things. But I had no idea what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, my girlfriend noticed. And, you know, we broke up, and which is fine. You know, it was a mutual thing. And then I went to the gym one time. And I got off the leg raise machine. And I was like, I feel good. I got off of it. And I was like, got on Snapchat. And I was like, we all have 24 hours in a day. What are you doing with it? And then I posted it, and then I was like, what am I doing with it? What am I doing with my time? Because from 18 to 22, I was working at a retail store, not saving money, going partying every weekend. I don't know what I was doing with my life. I don't know what was happening. And then, so I posted it, and then I was like, and at the time, I was listening to Gary, and then someone said, you know, they wanted to start a clothing line with like, also like positive affirmations and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what, I can do that. I'm gonna do that. And so I was like, this guy's doing it too, but I could do it better. So I was like, watch me. Like I said it in my head like within a couple seconds, right? And then so I was like, hey, I'm gonna do it. And so I went home and I started thinking about like all these quotes and all these like things that I could make up just to help other people, like I could put on a shirt. And so I put it in a notebook, and then all of a sudden, yeah, and then I got my license, and I put all my tax money that I got, I put all my savings into all the shirts, and, you know, I had no idea what I was doing. I still feel like I don't even know what I'm doing, but I just, that's the thing, just go do and then learn, you know, and, you know, with my brand, I want to help people as much as I can. Even if it is through clothing, maybe it's not through clothing. I have no idea yet. I don't know. We'll see what I want to try. I want to go do. And I just want to help people accomplish their goals and just do what they want to do, because just doing something that you don't want to do sounds crazy to me.
You mentioned the quote, "We all have the opportunity to be whatever we want. At the end, all that matters is choice. You can either choose to use your time towards your goals or not." Out of that whole reference, I mean, I feel like you described everything you basically said right now. But through everything we just talked about, through this whole conversation, if there's one thing that you want them to keep, if there's one thing that you want people to keep from this, what would that be?
I would say, you know, just at the end of the day, we all have 24 hours in a day, and you can either use your time to work on your goals or not. And it's just, it's super simple. It's not easy. It's hard. But it's like I said, it's simple. Either work towards your goals or not. You know, it's binary. Yes or no.
Definitely. We're all very different. You know, everybody is different. Some people are more emotionally strong than other people. Some people are more emotionally weak than other people. So if there was somebody that would come up to you and be like, you know what, Chris, I really want to start this brand. I really want to do this project. I've been wanting to do this for years, because I feel like most of us have ideas in our minds and years go by. You know, yeah. The new year goal, and you never do it because of fear or something. So if somebody came up to you and was like, you know what, I need a step, I need the first step, what would you say to that person?
I would say 100% hang out with people that are doing what you want to do. Hang out with positive people. Hang out with people that want to grow, want to learn, and just push you, support you. And that's the first thing I would say, because I know in junior high, like I said it, like I used to cut myself when I was in junior high just because I was hanging out with negative people. And that's proof for me. Like, I don't know how else you, I mean, it's so simple. Like, hang out with people that just want to grow, be better. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes it frustrates me. Like, it's so simple. Like, you know, if you hang out with people that want to party, you're probably going to party. You hang out with people that like do BMX, you're going to maybe get into that. You want to hang out with people that do drugs, then you're most likely going to do drugs. But if you hang out with people that want to be successful, that want more out of life positively, then you're going to want the same things, and you're going to learn and grow from those things.
For sure. I think that's something we can all stress. You know, your circle does define you.
Yeah, for real. There's a quote that always says that's show me, I can tell your income if you show me your five friends. That's not exactly how the quote is, but that's the idea.
Like, my grandpa used to say, dime con quien andas y te diré quién eres.
Yeah.
Tell me who you're around and I'll tell you who you are.
Exactly. That's so 100%.
Kind of similar.
That's a smart grandpa.
But thank you, Chris. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And honestly, we're going to put your brand, we're going to put your IG, we're going to put your YouTube, everything, so people can follow you and your journey to success, because obviously this guy is hungry for ambition. And follow his Twitter. You know, his tweets are always on point and very motivating. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I just say just go. Start. Just do. You know, like, what are you waiting for? You know, just go. Go.
Go. All right. So, again, his journey to success. Thank you guys for joining us. This is Fanny, social media, Little Fanny. And for my parents, it's Stefania. Peace.